Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here on Thursday, October 21st, 2021. And we went a little long there, but that is okay, because that was information that I think we all needed to know. Now, if you have any questions, you can give us a buzz here, 740-383-9944, and that was interim auditor Martin Watts here in the city of Marion. It's a complicated story, and I think we needed some light shed on it. And in regard to Martin's appearance this morning, I think what we have learned is that the books are not reconciled now, but the process is happening, which hopefully will be good for all of us, and that the $2.5 million in federal money is not lost at this particular point, which that is also good, and we'll go on from here. And hopefully that was an insight into the auditor's office and an insight into what exactly happened here in Marion over the last, really, what is it now, a year and a half? But give us a buzz if you have anything to say, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. We have a guest coming on at a quarter till this morning, who's appearing at the big show at the Palace tomorrow night, Sammy Kershaw, so we look forward to that. But we've had an awful lot of talk about this whole auditor situation, so it'd be interesting to know what people think now that we have heard from Mr. Watts. I think somebody even said earlier in the week that that's who we need to hear from, and now we have heard from them. So again, 740-383-9944, give me a buzz, and we can discuss it here for a few minutes. Would love to hear from you. Now, we do have some announcements to make here. Let's get to these. The Richland Road Church of Christ is having a fall festival this Sunday afternoon, October 24th, from 3 to 5 p.m. They will have games, crafts, food, and a trunk or treat for kids. Tell the kids to come in their Halloween costumes. Again, that's the Richland Road Church of Christ fall festival this Sunday afternoon, October 24th, 3 to 5 p.m. Now, here's the big event regarding the station here. WWGH Radio will present Candidates Night 2021. Again, no affiliation with the League of Women Voters. This is our own Candidates Night. On Thursday, October 28th, from 7:10 until 9 p.m., broadcast live here on this station. You can also listen live, of course, on the internet at WWGH1071.com or by downloading the free TuneIn app and searching WWGH. The event will feature, in a discussion-debate format, candidates for city council and treasurer. The event will be moderated by myself and will feature questions from the Marion Star's Mitch Hooper. The listening audience will also be able to submit, this is you guys, questions live on the air starting at 7 p.m. that night, October 28th, by calling the number here and leaving the question with the operator. And also participating that night will be WWGH's Angie Evers, Sean Kraft, Terry Tackett, Linda Sims, and Glenn Coble. So that's a big night coming up a week from today here at this station, our Candidates Night. So there you go. Again, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott. This is totally off subject, but by any chance, have you seen the Marion Star today front page?
No, I haven't. What's on the Star today?
That is my grandson. The Star did a really, really nice article about him and his spin art. So I am a proud grandma, and everybody that gets the Marion Star, or if they go online, to read the Marion Star. That's my grandson on the front.
I'm looking at that right now. What's his name?
His name is Briley.
Briley?
Beckley.
Now, what grade is he in?
He's a sophomore.
Really?
At River Valley.
So he does...
he does spin art.
Spin art and TikTok.
Uh-huh. And he started out on TikTok and grew from there and sells his paintings on Etsy and has even gone so far. He was commissioned by a woman in England to do a painting, and he's done that and has sent it to her. I'm just bursting.
Really?
Yeah.
Well,
that's
I bet
my grandson.
Well, I'm looking at this right now, and I'm thinking, well, I agree with you. I think, wow, you should be. That is great.
Isn't it?
Well, that's great. I just, it's such a fascinating thing. Now, do you have these pictures up on your walls at home?
Oh, absolutely.
How great.
Absolutely.
Great. Well, I tell you, everybody needs to go out. Now, see, that's a good story.
It's a good story.
Kids doing good things here in town.
Yeah. And I'm thankful for the Marion Star that took the time to interview and take pictures. And the online article is a lot more involved. There's, I think, about 15 different pictures of and the process of what he does.
Isn't that interesting? Well, my goodness. Well, congratulations to him and congratulations to you.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling in.
Sure, Scott.
Bye-bye.
Well, hey, that is great. And the Marion Star does do a great job when it comes to that. They do a great job on a lot of things, but that's a very, very, very nice story. Yeah, I'm looking at the front page of the Star now. Marion teen artist finds global success on TikTok. How about that? And one of our own listeners here, that is her grandson. How about that? That's great. Again, phone lines are open here, 740-383-9944. Now, I've just been informed. Now, again, as things, I think Adam is out there listening, but this is very strange in a way, and I've just been informed that on, well, I guess it would have been last Thursday, because Adam was on the air when the auditor resigned, and was there a call that came into that show in which somebody said that they had left a message on Landon's phone that they were going to picket his house if he didn't resign? Did that happen? I mean, Adam, I don't know. Are you out there listening? I have not heard. And this just came from an anonymous source, but I was not aware of that. Not aware of that until right now. Adam, are you out there? Do you remember this? Or does anybody who was listening that day remember this? Or is the person who called? Or did you call? Or did somebody call in and make that? That's very, very peculiar. I didn't hear that. I was in another place at that time. I'm apparently going to have to go back and listen to that tape if I don't get some kind of answer here. But did that happen? I have no idea. Well, here comes the answer to that. Adam, what's all this I'm hearing?
Scott Spears, interviewer to the Stars, assistant to the Stars, and county and city officials. How are you this fine morning?
Doing good.
You mentioned Adam. I don't think you were referring to the Old Testament, so I guess that was I. Last Thursday was fairly exciting. You know, my computer show and talk about politics sometimes is normally fairly mellow. Do get a call, sometimes have a guest. So I did break the story. You were nice enough to advise me of it. And we had a few calls. Kai called in also at my request, and then we talked about the situation because he's been actively involved and very visible on the station. A listener did call and mentioned about some of the things that people may have been considering doing. And the show is in the archive, so we invite people to listen.
And yeah, anybody can listen.
Yeah, Thursday of last week. What was that? The 14th, I guess. And We have our regular callers, of course, which we greatly appreciate, and we invite all viewpoints. It's certainly an important issue, and it was great having Martin on. I don't think he'd ever been on the station before. I didn't know much about him. Seems like he's got things together, and
we're all
on the same side as people that live here, work here, and invest here, and I wish him the best. I know he's probably overloaded with work, so it was nice of him to come down and talk with us, and hopefully we can heal from this situation.
Yeah, but
same thing Kai said. I mean, we need to heal. We're all on the same side. We all love Marion, and we're working toward a goal.
Right, but do you recall this call that somebody called in?
Yes. Oh, yes, I remember it. It's in the archives, and toward the end of my show. I sent you, because I wanted to ask you what you thought of me, because I respect your ability as a reporter. As you know, I'm a DJ. I'm not really a talk show guy, but I'm a fast learner. I have a natural instinct, so I'm certainly learning every day, and you've been a great role model and mentor. And I sent you the show link and indicated when I started talking about the story. But, yes, one of our regular listeners did speak about some of the things that have been brought up on previous shows. And basically, we allow people to provide their viewpoints and go from there, as we have a forum. So it was kind of exciting breaking that story.
So they said, now wait, I want to make sure, because this is the anonymous tip I got this morning, is that somebody called in and said that they had called Robert Landon and said that if he did not resign, they were going to picket. Is that what happened?
That, I'm not sure if it's the exact verbiage. I don't want to say something without hearing it, but I do know that the idea, and you brought this up on the show, I think, Scott, we talked about it. And as well as Craig and other staff members that call in and to show and listen regularly, that it may have been, that may have come up as one thing that some people might have chosen to do, and we don't really take much of a viewpoint, but we understand that there are many sides to this issue, and most important thing is we're on the same side as, again, residents, investors, business owners, visitors to the great city of Marion, and we want to heal. That's the most important thing.
Well, but what's peculiar now is that Robert Landon is saying, as of this third resignation letter, that the reason he's resigning effective immediately now is that somebody left a threatening voicemail saying that if he did not resign, they were going to picket his house. Was this said?
The exact circumstances, I don't know, Scott, because I hadn't listened to my show in a little bit. I invite you to listen and see. I mean, people have called your show, certainly, discussing the situation and providing their viewpoints. And as I said, we allow people to call and decide what they choose to do.
Well, no, I'm just curious, because I have not, I got a chance to listen to a little bit of that, but I did not recall that call, and
right, I think it, I mean, it's come up that people aren't part of doing that.
Right, and I had always said,
whether it has been, you know, I don't know. I mean, as I said, and with your advice, and I fully agree, we take calls, we hear what people have to say, and we keep a neutral perspective. And it's important, because this is a city issue.
Well, it has nothing to do with us in the end, because we certainly didn't.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
But I'm curious on if this did happen, because if this was a regular listener, did that event ever happen? Because we're a radio station, so if you listen to this radio station, you would have heard that call.
Right.
So it would have been easy to go back
listening
and say,
to it and knowing the exact verbiage, what I suggest is it wasn't that long of a segment of the show. So I suggest that you listen and see what we think. Or we can listen together. I mean, whatever you think is the best
course. Well, no, I just wonder if it happened. I mean, I don't know if the person...
I know there have been, as you know, during your show, people calling discussing discussing their displeasure with the situation. And in terms of what people might be considering doing, we just take phone calls and kind of go from there. So I suggest just listening. If you want, I can try to isolate what might be the relevant conversation. And send. You want me to go ahead and do that? I can
well,
do that.
I've only got about 15 minutes before Sammy Kershaw is coming.
Okay.
So if you
if
can
you
get
want,
that to
I
me.
Got, you know, I plate's pretty full right now, but that's okay. I like staying busy. So I can go ahead and isolate that. Let me try to get that done. Sir, you're leaving right at 10 o'clock.
I wouldn't want to wait till tomorrow to get this on, but right. I mean, if it's tomorrow, it's fine, I guess. But if
right.
you get it,
I don't think it will be done before 10 o'clock, but what I will do is I will get that to you and I will email it to you.
Email
cool?
it to me. That's fine.
Well, I will email what you think might be the passage in question. Because I wanted you to listen to it because I do admire greatly your reporting skills and news analysis skills, your ability to stay neutral, which is not easy.
Well, I mean, it's not illegal to say you're going to pick at somebody. That's everybody's free right. I'm just wondering if this did happen, because there has been some question about things
right.
that Robert Landon has said, like stealing his
paper. I don't believe that it involved it happening, but I want to send you, because I know what you're referring to. I'm going to go ahead and send that to you, and also I invite you to see where I just stay neutral. And I said, we're just like what Kai said, we're on the same side, we all love Marion, and we want to heal. That's the most important thing.
We will
and
see.
Having Martin on it was great, because that's his perspective, and that's exactly what it should be.
All right. Thank you, Adam.
Okay, Scott. Have a good day.
Okay, bye-bye. And again, this is not call for concern, because it's not illegal to call a public official and say you're going to picket. You know, it's one of those things. Let's go ahead to the phones here. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, Scott?
Yes.
Concerning that was me.
Oh, that was you?
Yes.
So you'll be able to tell us right from the horse's mouth here. What happened?
I called the auditor's office and got the answering machine, and I just told him that to man up and do the right thing, that with a group of citizens, and we give him 1 week to resign, and if he didn't resign, we was going to pick at his house.
So
it wasn't true.
It wasn't true.
No, I haven't been in contact with any group or nothing. I just was hoping, you know, that he would resign. Told him to man up.
So you made this call before you knew he had resigned?
Oh yeah.
Oh okay. So
that was like a Monday.
Oh okay. Oh Monday. So 4 days before he resigned.
Yeah.
So basically, you just which it's your right to do. I don't think there's any.
I didn't call him personally or nothing. I didn't threaten him or nothing, but, you know.
No, you called
him. And I didn't have no group of people, and I can't, you know, do any picket of myself. So, you know, it was just a hope to get him to resign.
Now, as far as what Martin said there this morning about he thought, I think he said, that the police were looking into if that happened or not. Have you heard anything in regard to that?
No.
No. So, I don't think it's... I'm not a lawyer, but I don't think that's illegal to tell...
Well, maybe I'm going to have to get a lawyer, huh?
No, I wouldn't worry about that. But I don't think... But it is interesting, because this could be what he's referring to in these letters, but again, that's not really the truth of the way it's being portrayed, because what he's saying is he resigned, and then somebody said if he didn't resign, he got this threatening phone call that people were going to picket his house, and he was going to leave the office immediately. But so you're saying this happened before he ever announced he was going to resign?
Right.
Oh. And all you said was...
I didn't talk to him personally. I left a message on the auditor's, you know, voicemail or whatever it is.
And citizens have the right to do this. I mean,
and just hold him man up and do the right thing.
Oh, okay. Well, you know what? As far as I know, and as far as I'm being told, there is no illegality in what you did. Citizens are allowed to do that with public officials. Picketing is not causing harm, but maybe this is what he's referring to. I have no idea.
That might be. I don't know if that got him to resign or not, but
you know, at this point, we don't know.
I'm just happy he's gone. I hope Martin Watts does a good job, or whoever they get in there, and I hope whoever does have the position will come on and tell us and talk to us about if there's a problem, what happened. You know, not let emotions and, you know, people wonder and, you know. When you don't communicate with people, you know, people, you know, start, you know, wondering, you know what I'm saying?
Well, what'd you make of Martin this morning? Did you get a chance to hear that whole thing?
Yeah.
What'd you make of it?
I liked it.
You liked it?
He didn't go, you know, bad on him, you know, but I'm just glad we got somebody in there that's going to let us know and talk about, you know, what's going on, and if there's a problem, you know, admit to it.
Well, that's interesting. So, but you had no plan to pick at his house.
Oh, no.
No. Okay. Well, I guess that's the way it goes. I was not aware. I was actually at school at that point when that show was on. So I had not heard the whole thing. And I just read the thing in the newspaper yesterday where the auditor had said that this is why he was leaving. But the timeline, I guess, is awful strange here then, because if you're saying you did that on Monday, that would have been Monday last week, that would have been 4 days before he resigned. So I don't know why that would have caused him to resign immediately.
I don't even know if he listened to it. That's something you could have asked Martin. He probably might have listened to it.
Well, I think he was aware of it because Martin said he thought that the police chief had looked into it. I think he said that during the interview.
Well, if you don't hear from me for a while, you know, I'm in jail.
I think you're in the okay on this one. I don't. We see people picket people all the time. It's not a crime. But
I did it. I owned up to it, and that's the difference between me and him.
Well, there we go. And I guess we'll. If anything, you hear anything, let us know.
Okay.
Okay. Thanks.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Well, there you go. And that's that story. So, again, just more kind of, I don't know what you would say, more kind of around the barn we go again on something. I just had not heard that. I was in school on, when was that, Thursday? I was in school on Thursday when he resigned. I did not get a chance to listen to that live. I had listened to some of it via tape, but I did not remember that, so maybe I didn't listen long enough, I guess is what we would say. Okay, caller.
Me once again, Scott. It was great that he called in.
Yeah,
I don't see that as having anything to do with the series of resignation letters. But I'll send you that clip as... We appreciate our listeners. They do so much for the station. You know, talk radio is nothing without the people that talk, and that means the people on the phone line as well as behind the microphone. Also, I wanted to... Are you still there, Scott?
Yeah, go ahead. Okay. It's an interesting situation.
I'll send you the clip. And again, I invite you to give me constructive criticism because, again, I'm a DJ, not a talk guy, but I learn quickly, and I'm kind of moving over to that talk side. I have a really good show coming up. I wanted to...
The psychic, I hear.
Yeah, we have a psychic and holistic healer named Jimmy, who's a good friend of mine. We will be doing readings and other things over the phone. Brandon Oak might also be joining us, as he's always an interesting source of humor and information. So set your alarms, folks. 2:15 to 3 will be one of the most unique and certainly best Adam the Computer Guy radio extravaganzas of all time.
So you'll have a live psychic who will be taking phone calls from 2:15
yes.
until 3. That's always popular.
Yes,
I used to do that.
Discussing holistic healing and other things that he does. It'll be a really good show, folks. So cancel your plans 2:15 to 3, and your ears and brain cells will thank you, as I say.
Well, psychics always go over big. So there you go. 2:15 to 3 today. I'm sure it'll be a good success.
Okay, Scott. Thanks. And I look forward to hearing Sammy.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye. All right. Well, we got about 5 minutes left here before we go into our next segment. So the phone lines are open. Well, that clears up a little bit of the kerfluffle here this morning. And again, we do thank Martin Watts for coming on because Martin was in that office from the beginning, as we heard this morning, the auditor's office. And it's very... I don't know what you would say. It's been an interesting ride with this particular story, which still goes on to some degree, a little less now, since the auditor has resigned effective immediately this week. and Marden is the interim auditor at this particular point. So here we are. Well, let's do the Geraldo Journal real quick. We'll get this out of the way before our next guest calls in. Okay. Boy, oh boy, it's raining pretty good outside. I can hear a nice storm outside. That's not what you want when you're about to go outside in a few minutes. A nice big thunderstorm. Okay, what is today? 10-21-21. Here we go. Did not hear from Geraldo. Well, see, that was very quick. Geraldo Journal done for the day. Did not hear from Geraldo. Although, I do have to say, in regard to this Geraldo Journal, that yesterday I had a very fruitful conversation with somebody. Now, I'm not going to say what happened, but in regard to the whole Geraldo thing, I did have a very good conversation yesterday in regard to that. So, yeah, maybe I should put that in the journal. We want to journal all this stuff down here. Okay, let's see if I can get back to the page now. The 21st. Let's just put this down. Had a fruitful conversation with someone who is in contact with Geraldo. So, people who might believe we don't have much of a chance with Geraldo at this point, yesterday shed a little light on that, that maybe we're moving a little closer, which again is why we keep the journal. Don't forget Glenn Coble today from 10:10 a.m. until 12 noon, and then Swap Shop from 12:10 until 1 p.m., and then we have Adam the Computer Guy from 2:10 to 3 p.m., and apparently he's going to have a psychic involved in the program today. Sammy Kershaw coming up here at 9:45. Kind of country week here this week. We had a member of the Oak Ridge Boys, Richard Sturban, on Tuesday, and today we're going to have Sammy Kershaw, who's going to be at the Palace on Friday, tomorrow, 7:30 p.m. Roots and Boots show. So get ready for Sammy Kershaw. Nobody can say this show doesn't have variety. We go from the whole auditor situation to country music. A lot of fun here. You know, Sammy Kershaw's had a very interesting career. Going to be a big show tomorrow night. Wonder how many people are going to that show. Wonder if ticket sales are going well. I would guess they probably are. I've always said Marion is a town that likes their country music. And the three people who will be at this Roots and Boots show are very well known in the country music area. By the way, tomorrow, this is the first time I've said this, we have some very big giveaways tomorrow. And we've got to give them away tomorrow. So listen to this show. I'll be on starting at 8:10 in the morning. I'll be on through 11, and then I'll be back on from 12 until 1. And we have got some big, big giveaways tomorrow. I'm not going to tell you what they are yet, so you got to listen tomorrow morning, but we're going to give them away tomorrow morning. But they are something I think you will want quite a bit. So do not miss tomorrow morning. That is going to be something to behold. All right, we stand by momentarily. Should be joined by Sammy Kershaw here. Big country music star. I think we got everything else out this morning. Apparently it's pouring rain outside at this particular point. When I have to leave this building in 15 minutes, I don't like hearing the word pouring rain outside. And apparently it's just going to get cooler. And I woke up this morning and I thought, boy, this morning is not quite as bad as other mornings have been. I felt this morning was okay weather-wise. The last couple mornings I thought were very cold in the morning. But this morning, I thought not bad at all. But here we are now, pouring rain. Maybe this is the front that's going to lead us to tomorrow being a very cool day, and it looks like the weekend being very cool on the whole. So I guess What is it? There's a saying involving the rain, and I cannot remember what it is. With every cloud, a little rain must fall, something like that. I was never very good in the sayings department. And, you know, there's nothing worse than when somebody says something, a saying, a popular saying of the time, and then totally butchers the saying. Nobody wants to see or hear that. But tomorrow, I guarantee anybody listening to this station will certainly enjoy the giveaways tomorrow morning, starting at 8:10 a.m. And I think we have three of them. So it's not just one tomorrow morning. All right here. As we continue on this morning, we are all here in Marion getting very excited for a big show at the Palace Theater tomorrow night, Friday, October the 22nd. It's the Roots and Boots program, country music galore, 7:30 p.m. at the Palace Theater here in Marion. Three legendary country music artists, Colin Ray, Aaron Tippin, and Sammy Kershaw. And joining us for the remainder of the program this morning, we are so proud and happy to be joined by a first-time visitor to this program, but hopefully not a last, Sammy Kershaw. Sammy, how are you?
Hey, man, pretty good. How you doing?
Doing well. Hey, excited good. For tomorrow night's show.
Oh, man, we are, too. We're ready to go. The bus, I see the bus right there, and we're going to be firing her up a little bit later on this evening, and we're going to head that way, man.
Isn't that Now, what is it like traveling by bus?
Well, it's like taking you home with you, you know. It's it really is like a home on wheels. We call it our home, and... you know, when every member walks off the bus, the door is locked because sometimes there's some people pass by the bus and they just pull on the handle, the door handle, and just walk up on the bus. And that used to happen a lot years ago, and now it's a big rule: do not leave this door unlocked. If you get off of it, you better lock it. And even if you're on it, you keep that door locked because you never know who's going to walk up on the bus. So it's our home, and I wouldn't walk up on somebody's porch and just open the door and walk in. So we don't expect that to happen to the bus either. You know, it could be dangerous.
Absolutely. Now, Sammy, Colin Ray, Aaron Tippin, you guys have gotten together. How did that happen?
Well, it's something, a little something I started many years ago. Well, actually, it wasn't supposed to last, but about 3 months, they told me, the business did anyway. It was an idea I had because all those younger guys were taking all of our gigs, you know. We didn't have any work. And I said, I got to think of something to do for us to get some work again. And one morning, I just... had an idea of just finding two other 90s country artists who had a bunch of big hit records and get us together and do unplugged shows, you know. So I called the agency and asked them to call Aaron and Joe Diffie, and I told them that, you know, I thought it was a great idea and it would get us some work back. And they thought it was a great idea. Some other people in the business didn't think it was such a good idea, so there's no way that people are going to stay for 90 minutes, three guys sitting on stools with guitars, you know. And I said, well, you just hide and watch. And what they wasn't thinking was that between myself and Tippin and Joe, we had over 100 big hit records. And so we're able to play 90 minutes of solid hit records, and nobody ever left. And like I said, we started this 10 years now, what's going on. And we have the unplugged show, and then we also have, now we've added a big band to the show. So certain times of the year we're out acoustically, and the other times of the year we're out doing the big festivals with a big band. So like I said, it's working great for us, and we got work again.
Hey, that's wonderful. So tomorrow night here at the Palace, 7:30 here in Marion, that's the Unplugged, where the three of you the three of you will come out on stage and be there with acoustic guitars and just play your hits.
That's right, and we'll have a couple of musicians with us, two or three extra musicians with us, and but it's I think it's a lot different than what people might be thinking it's going to be. And the thing I like about the acoustic shows so much is, you know, we get to do those big hit records, but also we get to tell stories behind the songs and stories behind, you know, other things that's happened in our life and career. It's really a good show.
Well, and we have to tell people, obviously Aaron Tippin and Colin Ray will be part of the show tomorrow, but Sammy himself, more than 25 Billboard and R&R Top 40 singles, 11 Top 10 singles, including the number one hits, She Don't Know She's Beautiful and Love of My Life. Now, Sammy, are we going to hear those songs tomorrow night?
Probably so. I would think so. I didn't say it yet, but I've been blessed by God, man, to have such a good career and some big records. And it's night after night, it's kind of hard to choose which songs you're going to have to not play. That's the only tough part about it. With three artists up there, man, if we wanted, we could probably do about 3 or 4 hours of show, you know, of hit records. So it gets a little tough to figure out which songs we're going to cut night after night, you know, and which ones we're going to do.
You know, Sammy, I wanted to ask you, because I remember this song being a big hit and everybody loved it, Queen of My Double Wide Trailer. Where did that come from?
That was a monster record, man. A little interesting story. I'll try to tell it quick, but, you know, I'm a storyteller, so I like to talk. So it probably won't be very quick. My producer, Buddy Cannon, got a CD years ago, back in 93 or 94, whatever it was, and there was two songs on it that the writer wanted me to record, and one was Queen of My Double Wide Trailer, and I didn't find out until 2 years later what the other song was, and he passed on one of the songs that was on the CD, the other song. And it ended up being John Deere Green. And that's my favorite. I mean, I love that record. And I used to talk about it every night when Joe was still with us, you know. And come to find out, Joe wasn't crazy about the song. But from the first time I ever heard the song, I said, I wish I'd have got that song. One day I said that about 2 years after it was a hit. And my ex-wife said, you did get it. I said, what do you mean? She said, well, that was one of the songs. There was two songs on Double Wide Trailer and John Deere Green, and Buddy passed on that one. So nobody ever told me that it was pitched to me, you know.
Oh, that's a great story.
It was a big thing between me and Diffie, man. It was funny.
That is a great, great story. Now would the song Queen of My Double Wide Trailer, now is that something that could end up in a show like tomorrow night?
Oh, it'll be in the show.
Oh, it'll be in the show.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's not any of the songs that we can't do if we have time. There's not any of the songs we can't do.
That
makes it nice too, man.
It just sounds like a wonderful show. Again, 7:30 tomorrow night, the Palace Theater, Friday, here in Marion. We have about 5 minutes left here with Sammy Kershaw. Colin Ray, how did he join this group? You say Joe Diffie was there in the beginning. How did Colin Ray work in?
Well, Diffie was there for a few years in the beginning, and then Diffie left the tour. And and I've had some other people that have worked the tour, you know, every once in a while, one of them can't make the show, so I find another artist to fill in for the week or whatever. And I've used Al Worley and Pam Tillis It's a whole bunch of them. It's about seven or eight of them that I've used at one time or another. And then I was looking for somebody permanent one day, and we thought about Colin Ray. And, man, we couldn't ask for a more perfect perfect artist to put on the Roots and Boots show, because all three of us are country, but our styles are different. Aaron and I are like night and day, and Colin and I are like night and day, and Aaron and Colin are like night and day. You know who they are when they start singing, and the style of music is a little bit different between all three of us, so it works really good. The people get a big bang for the buck, you know.
Absolutely. What has the pandemic been like out touring? How has that changed things?
Well, my guys and I, we keep masks on. While we're traveling down the road, we have masks. When we're sitting up watching TV or whatever, it's such close quarters. When you got 10 or 11 guys on one bus, that's pretty close, you know, on an 8-foot by 45-foot. And, that's less than, about 400 square feet. That's not very much space for 11 guys. So, but once you go to bed, if you go to your bunk, you know, close your curtain and you're fine, you know. It's, them curtains are just like masks, well, I tell you, they're thick. And you got your own air conditioning in there and all that stuff. And we've had a couple of them that tested positive two, 3 months ago, and one of them 1 week and another one another week later. But we've all been vaccinated, and nobody told us to get vaccinated. I didn't even tell the band to get vaccinated. They all decided they wanted to because we want to work. We love what we do. We hadn't worked in a year and a half. We didn't do anything. And none of us liked it. So we decided that if we want to work, let's just do everything we can possible to keep ourselves, safe and so we can work as long as possible. Because this is what we love to do, man. And we can't let something like that take that away from us. And, some people are, happy I got vaccinated. Some people are not, but and they ask my opinion all the time, and I just tell them, whatever you think is good for you and your family, that's what you have to do. I'm not going to tell you to do it, and I wouldn't want you to tell me to do it. But you can, you got to make your own decision for yourself. That's what I think anyway, for yourself and your family. Try to make the right decision for your own personal safety or whatever you want to call it. I don't dog anybody for not taking it. I don't dog anybody for taking it. It's just whatever you think is right for you and your family.
Absolutely. And again, I want to let everybody know the Roots and Boots show, big, big show, Sammy Kershaw, Colin Ray, Aaron Tippin, all on stage at the same time performing great, great hit songs that you're going to remember from the radio and days gone by and days that we are currently in. This is Friday night, 7:30 at the Palace Theater right here in Marion, about a mile from where the station is here up the road. And do want to let people know, Sammy's currently writing his autobiography, tentatively slated for release in 2022. Sammy, with about 30 seconds left, what can we expect in this autobiography?
Well, it's going to be some about the career and things like that and my family life and when I was a boy and stuff, but by the time you finish with the book, it's going to end up where people are going to really be taken by what they're going to read, because it's something I've never told anybody about, and that's how it's going to end up. And so it's going to be very interesting. There's a couple of things that I put in the book that some people might say the guy's a nut, and you can say what you want. I don't care. See, and but it's all something that happened to me, through my lifetime, and it meant a lot to me and still does. And we'll see, you know, we'll see. They'll be surprised, I think.
Oh, this is great. Well, Sammy, I can't thank you enough for stopping by here this morning. The big show's tomorrow night. We're all excited to see that big bus roll in with you three on it, and I'm sure the show's going to be a tremendous success, 7:30 tomorrow night at the beautiful Palace Theater here in Marion.
Yeah, man, we're going to be there. We're going to have us a little fun.
Hey, looking forward to it. Thanks, Sammy.
All right, my friend, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Sammy Kershaw, Aaron Tippin, and Colin Ray. Tomorrow night, 7:30, Roots and Boots at the Palace Theater. Don't miss that for love nor money. Scott Spears for this day, heading for the dugout.
Address, 2842 Marion Waldo Road. Telephone number, 740-225-4495. Webpage, crtmechanicals.com.